You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. First, central bankers did raise interest rates a little yesterday, 0.25 percentage point, 25 basis points, if for some reason you want to sound like a central banker. But Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said he is not done with the hikes. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer was at the Fed briefing yesterday. Nancy, smaller rate hikes because of data suggesting inflation is calming down?
Exactly, David. The Fed has been raising rates to slow consumer demand and cool off the economy. Fed Chair Powell says what he calls the disinflationary process has begun. In other words, inflation is starting to cool. But he also said we should expect more interest rate hikes this year as the Fed tackles the stickiest inflation.
Stickiest? That, I think, is inflation in the services sector. Why so tenacious?
Wages have gone up very quickly for these workers, David, and we're talking employees at restaurants and hotels and healthcare and education, and those pay hikes aren't going to be rolled back, and it's hard for companies to find workers, so they still have to pay more. I asked Powell if he sees any signs of a wage price spiral where higher prices push workers to ask for raises, which causes even more inflation. Powell said he doesn't see that yet, but he's on the lookout for it.
You know, once you see it, you have a serious problem. That means that effectively in people's decision making, inflation has become a really salient issue. And that's what we can't allow to happen.
Assuming we don't get this dreaded wage price spiral, would that mean rates might start to come down soon?
Not this year. In fact, Chair Powell said the Fed is talking about raising rates a couple more times and then pausing.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.